我咁咪读经，经文嚟住腓立比书第一章第二十节到二十六节。
Today's scripture reading is taken from Philippians chapter 1, verses 20 to 26.
我哋会先用广东话嚟用英文一齐读出。
We will first read this in unison, first in Cantonese and then in English.
系腓立比书第一章第二十节，我一齐读第二十节。只要凡事放胆。无论是生是死，总叫基督在我身上照常显大。因我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。我在我肉身活着，若成就我功夫的果子，我就不知该挑选什么。我正在两难之间，情愿离世与基督同在，因为这是好得无比的。然而我在肉身活着，为你们更是要紧的。我既然这样深信，就知道仍要住在你们中间，要你们同住，使你们在所长进的道上又长进又喜乐，叫你们在耶稣基督里的欢乐，因我再到你们那里就越发加增。
Philippians chapter 1 verse 20, let's read this together.But that with full courage, now as always, Christ will be honored in my body, whether by life or by death. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. If I am to live in the flesh, that means fruitful labor for me, yet which I shall choose, I cannot tell. I am hard pressed between the two. My desire is to depart and be with Christ, for that is far better.But to remain in the flesh is more necessary on your account. Convinced of this, I know that I will remain and continue with you all for your progress and joy in the faith, so that in me you may have ample cause to glory in Christ Jesus because of my coming to you again.
係咁，好高興有鄧巨祥長老係從我哋嘅舞會长老恩若堂过嚟，佢为我传讲神嘅信息。佢讲到题目系活着就是基督，死了就有益处。
Today we are very joyous and happy to have Elder James Tang from our mother church, Covenant Church, join us and bring God's word to you. And the title of his message is "To Live is Christ, to Die is Gain."
我就将时间交俾邓长老。
We turn this time over to him now.
Greetings from Covenant Church.
早晨，恩若堂，大家。
And it is, we are no longer the mother church. We are now sister churches.
聖若堂已經同恩若堂唔係姊妹堂啦，唔係母會堂啦，係已經係姊妹堂。
And it's been a while since I've been worshiping here.
記唔記得鄧長老幾時嚟過依度同我哋一齊敬拜神呢？
Probably around 2018. I'm glad to see some old faces.
好高興見到一啲舊嘅面孔。
Not that those faces are old.
唔係佢哋年紀大啊。
And I'm glad to see some new faces.
都見到啲新嘅面孔。
So, I was, your elders reached out to our church and asked if we could provide pulpit supply for this week.
為長老向聖約堂去尋求可唔可以有喺港台上嘅支援呢
？And my understanding was that it was Pastor Wilson was originally scheduled to preach.
鄧長老諗咧就係今日應該係陳牧師今日應該係講嘅。
Right, but as you all well know that because of his condition has gotten worse, so he was unable to.
大家知道程牧師個心臟係有啲問題，所以今日係唔可以嚟到我哋東中講道。
So, that being said, I've known Pastor Wilson for a long, long time.
就係咁講，鄧長老認識程牧師係好長嘅時間。
He was actually one of the people I first met when I came to Covenant Church.
其實係鄧長老係認識第一位第前頭第幾個認識嘅係喺聖約堂認識嘅程牧師嘅。
As when I first came and he was an intern at Covenant Church.
當鄧長老嚟到聖約堂當中，程牧師係喺聖約堂做實習生。
And he helped me to grow in my early faith.
程牧師幫助鄧長老喺佢信仰當中成長。
And he's moved on, and then he finished his internship.
佢繼續完成咗佢嘅實習工事工。
And then he took a position as a youth pastor in California, in Walnut Creek, I believe it was.
喺加州一個Walnut Creek 一個嘅教會裏邊做一個青年嘅主任。
And I followed him to California not long after.
然後鄧長老去到加州係唔係好耐時間去到加州
，because I went there for graduate school。
因為鄧長老去加州係讀一個碩士博士課程。碩士課程。
And it was not too far away from his church。
係對於佢個喺程長老程牧師喺嗰度侍奉嘅教會唔係太遠。
So I visited him a few times。
佢哋係有即係有幾次嘅聯絡啦。
And we spent a little bit of time just talking and getting to know each other a little better.
咁鄧長老同埋程牧師佢哋花咗幾次時間，大家認識更加認識深刻認識大家。
And as we were both single men.
當時鄧長老同埋程牧師都係單身。
And we were both in long distance relationships.
當時鄧長老同埋程牧師都係對於他们的未来的配偶是一个很远程的一个关系。
Right. And we were both in California, and who we were in a relationship with was him with Miranda and me with Noreen were in New York.
因为当时来讲呢就是程牧师呢他在加州加州工作他呢就是然后程師母 Miranda 就在紐約，然後鄧長老都在加州讀書，然後程長老太太 Marine 就都是在紐約。
So we were able to commiserate with one another.
所以大家兩個都覺得可以即係生分相克啦。
But things turned out well.
事情發生是好的。
We thank the Lord for His blessings.
然後神俾嘅工作教嘅教訓係一個好嘅教訓。
But as over the years Pastor Wilson and I we haven't really kept in close touch.
喺過去嗰啲年當中咧，鄧長老同埋程牧師都冇好真係接觸好有聯繫嘅接觸。
But as life and our ministries took us in separate directions.
因為生活同埋事工將鄧長老同埋程牧師係分開咗，即係有唔同嘅目標。
So there always remains that bond that we have in Christ.
不過喺耶穌基督嘅嗰個聯繫上邊都係有一直嘅維持。
So that's why I am more than happy to come and bring God's word to all of us here.
鄧長老就好開心可以嚟到帶俾神嘅話語，帶俾恩約堂教會。
And why don't we start with a word of prayer before we dig into this passage?
我哋開始讀經，我哋今日嘅經文之前咧，我哋有個開始嘅禱告。
Let's pray。
我哋禱告。
Heavenly Father, we come before you。
天父，我哋嚟到你面前。
We thank you for your wonderful grace to us。
我哋感謝你嘅恩典，一個奇妙嘅恩典。
That you reveal yourself to us through your word。
你彰顯你自己係對於我哋彰顯我哋自己。
And as we open up your word this morning，
我哋開啟你嘅話語嘅時候。
As we come with praise and wonder at who you are,
我哋带赞美同埋好奇异你神，你究竟系边一个咧
？We pray that your spirit would work.
神啊，你嘅圣灵系喺我哋心内内心工作。
The first you would work upon us up here in the pulpit.
首先系喺讲台上嘅你嘅工作。
That we would remain true to your word.
我哋系对于你嘅话语系忠心嘅。
And that we would bring clarity to your word.
我哋对于你话语系讲得清楚明白。
And we pray for all those that hear your word.
对于所有听你话语嘅人。
that your spirit would fill each one of us with an overwhelming joy of knowing who Jesus is. We pray all this in his wonderful name. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so the Philippian church. The Philippian church was started by the Apostle Paul.
腓立比教会是由, 保罗, 使徒保罗开始的,
during his second missionary journey.
在他保罗第二次的宣教旅程里那里开始的,
so this is around 50 AD.
大约是主后, 公元后 50到50年,
and Paul has always had a close relationship to for this church.
保罗是有一个对于这个腓立比教会一个很紧密的一个关系。
Right, as you read through the book of Philippians,
当你读腓立比书当中,
you see that you get this sense.
你感受到,
like in the church supported Paul's ministry.
感受到, 腓立比教会是支持供应, 保罗的事工。
Right, as he tells us in chapter 4, verses
15. 在第四章第15节里这么说,
right, he says that the church entered into partnership with him in giving and receiving.
第四章15节这么说, 腓立比人啊, 你们也知道我初传福音来了马其顿的时候, 论到受的事, 除了你们以外, 并没有别的教会供给我。
So the church had a great generosity towards Paul.
腓立比教会对于保罗的事工是很慷慨的,
and really supported them.
是很支持保罗,
and supported him.
很支持保罗的事工.
Right. And then Paul reciprocates this great affection for his church, for this church.
然后保罗对于教会是有一个深刻的感情.
That he tells us in chapter 1, from verses 3 to 7.
在腓立比书第一章3到5节和第7节这么说.
Right. He explains to them how he feels towards them.
他解释他自己怎样去对于腓立比的一个感情。
That when he remembers them, he's filled with joy.
当他记得的时候, 他心里都是很喜乐的。
Right, and he holds them in his heart.
他持守在心里面。
So, and then let's take a look now at where Paul is.
又看看现在保罗现在身处在哪里了。
So the book of Philippians, the epistle, this letter that Paul writes to the Philippian church was written around 60-61 AD.
保罗写腓立比书写大约是公元后 61-62年左右。
So it's another 10 years now since the church was planted.
保罗建立教会之后到他写一封信中间大概10年左右了。
Paul is now in prison in Rome.
保罗当时在罗马被监禁,
right, he refers to this in chapter 1, verse 13.
好像在第一章第13节那里他这么说,
right, he talks about his imprisonment there.
他说他在, 以致我受的困所在狱营全军,
but that he also hears about some issues within the church.
不过保罗同时会听到一些, 当时教会一些, 情况, 一个, 问题,
As it continues in chapter 1.
好像在第一章里面继续这么说到了。
We talked about that there are some within the church that are preaching Christ out of envy and rivalry.
就好像第一章15节他这么说就说, 有的传基督是出于嫉妒纷争。
Right? And they say they proclaim Christ out of selfish ambition.
他传扬, 耶稣的说话是自私的。
So they're sharing the gospel correctly.
他们分享福音是正确的。
But their motivations are all selfish.
他们的出发点完全自私的。 Right.
And he says it is in thinking to afflict Paul in his imprisonment.
当保罗想到是会影响保罗他自己的。 當然他在獄中都會影響保羅他自己。
So Paul's in prison.
保羅當時在羅馬監獄。
He would probably love to go to Philippi.
保罗当时真系好想去腓立比教会嗰度啦。
To help the church.
去帮助教会。
But he can't.
佢唔可以。
He's stuck in prison.
佢系喺教喺被监禁喺罗马教会教罗马监狱。
So as he's facing these struggles or anguish,
当保罗面对呢啲挣扎嘅时候咧
，we take a look at Paul's response to this.
我哋睇下保罗点去对呢个挣扎嘅反应啦。
And we see two, at first it looks like opposing desires.
我哋睇到一个好似起初一个相反嘅一个渴望。
First is a desire to die.
第一个渴望系想死。
And the second is a desire to live.
第二个渴望系想活着。
First, we'll take a look at the desire to die.
我哋开始会睇第一个保罗个渴望系想死嘅渴望。
At first, we might think that Paul wants to get out of the situation.
我哋最初可以觉得保罗想喺呢个环境度脱离呢个环境。
That possibly he can't take it anymore, and the hardships and the difficulties.
因为我哋觉得认为佢阿保罗再唔能够忍受呢种嘅受苦啦。
And that he may see death as an escape from this.
佢咪可能我死就系一个好一个解脱咯。
But we see here Paul is not depressed.
我哋喺度睇到保罗唔系沮丧嘅。
Paul is joyful.
保罗系喜乐嘅。
Right? And he says in verse 4:4.Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice.
好似喺第四章第四节嗰度咁讲，你们要靠主常常喜乐。我再说，你们要喜乐。
In fact, the word joy or rejoice is used 16 times in this letter.
喺腓立比书里边，喜乐呢个字系用到16次。
That is not the sound of a person that wants to escape.
这个不是好像一个想要脱离，即是脱离那个环境的人所要用的词语。
So, how does Paul see dying?
保罗看于对于死的死亡的观是怎样呢？
He says, to die is gain.
他在圣经里说，死了就有益处。
And he continues that in verse 23, my desire is to die and be with Christ, for that is far better.
好似就係第二十三節嗰度咁講，我正在兩難之間，情願離世與基督同在，因為這是好得無比的。
So his desire isn't just to die。
嗰個渴望唔係真係去死，唔係淨係去死喎。
It is to be with Christ。
係與基督同在。
Because that is better than anything else。
因為就好似聖經講，這是好得無比的。
We need to take a look at who is this Christ that Paul wants to be with.
我哋要睇睇耶穌基督究竟係邊一個令到保羅想與耶穌基督一起同在。
That he is willing to cross the great unknown barrier of death to be with.
然後保羅願意經過一個死亡一個未知嘅因素，去與基督同在。
Paul was a Pharisee.
保罗是一个法利赛人。
And he went from persecuting the followers of Christ.
然后保罗从扫罗从开始一个去逼迫信奉基督跟随者的人。
From looking for Christians and putting them to death.
然后寻找基督的跟随者，他又将他们
To being the number one follower of Christ.
由扫罗变成保罗，变成系基督，佢系自己基督嘅跟随者，仲系第一人。
So what happened to him?
咁发生咩事咧？
Jesus confronted Paul.
耶稣去质问扫罗。
As he went from the road from Jerusalem to Damascus.
系当扫罗由耶路撒冷去大马色嘅路上当中。
In the same way, God confronts us.
同一樣，神質問我哋。
As Jesus asked Paul, why is he persecuting him?
由耶穌就問掃羅，點解要逼迫我呢？
God points us to our sins.
耶神是指着我们的罪。
And how we have sinned against God.
我们怎样向神犯了罪。
And we too are fully deserving of wrath, of God's wrath and his punishment for it.
我们完全应该受到神的愤怒、审判和惩罚。
But instead of the punishment that Paul and us deserve,
相反的，神没有向我们去展示惩罚，就是除了我们之外，就保罗、扫罗。
Instead, he shows us love and mercy.
而是神对我们是表现了怜悯和慈爱。
He sent his son, Jesus Christ, to come.
神差遣了他的独生子来。
To become flesh, to become man.
道成肉身，变成人。
So, to live that life obedient to God.
又活一个是服从神的生命。
Which we could not.
那个服从神的生命，我们是不可以的。
And Christ and Jesus suffered and died for our sins.
耶稣基督为了我们的罪受苦和死。
To take the punishment that we deserve.
然后拿了我们值应该受到的惩罚。
So now we can stand guiltless before God.
所以我们因为耶稣基督的缘故，我们可以在神面前站着无罪。
Only because of Christ.
只是因为耶稣的原因。
And we receive this salvation from Christ.
我们接受这个耶稣基督的救恩。
Through faith in what Christ has done for us.
通过信靠基督的信心。
So as Jesus was crucified and died,
耶稣基督被钉和死。
On the third day, he rose from the dead and ascended to heaven.
第三日他是从死里复活，然后之后他是升天。
And his victory over death gives us victory over death.
耶稣基督对于死亡的得胜，就给了我们对于同样有个死亡的得胜。
So death is no longer the great unknown.
死亡已经不是再一个未知数了。
We no longer need to fear what's on the other side.
我们不需要对于另外一边的 有恐惧。
Because we know somebody who went to the other side.
因为我们已经认识一个人，他已经是经过死亡。
And has come back.
又再回到我们当中。
So dying is no longer that hopelessness.
由死亡已经再不是已经再不是没希望的了。
It is not giving up and running away from my bad situation.
然后死亡正不是，我们不是一个绝望啊，放弃同埋逃离呢个坏嘅环境。
It is not an escape from my sufferings.
唔系逃离我哋嘅受苦。
Now it's running to be with Christ.
系奔向基督。
My Savior and my God.
我嘅救主，我嘅神。
And this faith in Christ.Transform Paul.
喺呢个信信心系去对于耶稣基督信心系转变咗扫罗变成保罗。
And it transforms us.
同一样将我哋系改变咗。
And we no longer view the world the same way again.
我哋再睇呢个世界观已经唔再一样啦。
In Philippians 3:7-8.
在腓立比书第三章七到八节这么讲。
Paul says, But whatever gain I had, I count as loss for the sake of Christ. Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake, I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish in order that I may gain Christ.
然后三章第七节。只是我先前以为与我有益的，我现在因基督都当作有损的。不但如此，我有将万事当作有损的，因为我已认识我主基督耶稣为至宝。
So, it's whatever gain I had.
无论我可以得到乜嘢。
All the things that I would think that I would gain in this world.
所有在我世界上我以为可以得到的东西
Whether it is my wealth
无论是我的财富
My career
我的工作我的事业
My health
我的健康
My family even
我的家庭
Everything I have
所有我所有的东西
in relationship to Christ is rubbish.
相對於耶穌基督嘅關係，呢啲都係糞土。
That in order I would give all that up that I may gain Christ.
我會放棄所有頭先我講嘅一切，去獲得基督呢個至寶。
So Christ is the greatest treasure to Paul.
耶穌基督就係保羅嘅至寶。
And the question becomes, is it the greatest treasure to us?
咁個問題嚟到我哋本身身上啦，耶穌基督係咪我哋嘅至寶咧？
And if it is, wouldn't I want to be with my treasure as much as possible?
如果耶穌基督係我哋至寶，我哋咪想同呢個至寶，即係耶穌基督係一齊咧？
So if I want to be with that treasure as much as possible,
我想同呢個至寶耶穌基督一齊，盡量嘅。
How can I do that?
我哋可以點做啊？
There was a book we've been reading at Covenant Church for our Sunday school.
喺聖約堂而家讀緊一本喺主學讀緊嘅書。
It's by the Puritan John Owen.
係一個叫約翰歐文寫嘅書。
It's called The Glory of Christ.
書名叫做《基督的榮耀》。
In it, we talk about beholding the glory of Christ by faith in this world.
係講緊如果我哋喺世界上點樣睇到耶穌基督嘅榮耀。
And it's that word behold.Which is used in the ESV.
由嗰、那個可睇到呢個字喺 ESV 係叫做 behold.
Yeah, the Chinese doesn't do it justice.
喺中文都係見到看見。
Right. That doesn't really encapsulate what that word really means.
喺中文裏邊冇好好翻譯到英文 ESV behold 呢、這個
yeah.
一個嗰、那個意思係點樣
？Right, because behold is more than just seeing.
Behold 即係看見，唔係即係淨係睇到咁簡單喎。
There's a contemplate，
當中係有內容嘅。
To or reflect，
同埋反應。
How about meditate？
同埋思沉思。
Or to focus on，
同埋專注。
It is seeing something of this great remarkable beauty，
睇到一個咁奇妙嘅美麗
，and try to understand it and hold on to it as much as we can。
又盡量去明白同埋擁有佢。
That is beholding。
依個就係 ESV behold， 即係中文翻譯看見嘅意思。
But and as those that put their faith upon Christ，
對於嗰啲將信心擺喺耶穌基督嘅身上嘅人咧
，It is through this faith in Christ，
係通過對耶穌基督嘅信心
，that we begin to behold the glory of。
我哋開始可以睇到耶穌基督嘅榮耀。
And the glory is the character of God Himself.
榮耀係神其中一個特質。
For it is in Christ that we see or behold the invisible God.
喺耶穌基督裏邊，我哋係睇到不能見嘅神。
Right, we begin to see His holiness and His righteousness.
我哋喺耶穌基督睇到神嘅聖潔。
And we see His start to see His mercy and His love.
我哋睇到神嘅恩典同埋怜悯
，His patience to us, His kindness to us，
佢个内心同埋佢个仁慈对于我哋
，All the attributes of God Himself，
所有神嘅特质
，And we start to get a glimpse of that，
我哋睇到一啲啲神
，Right， and that's by faith in this world，
就系我哋对于喺耶稣基督嘅信心喺呢个世上对于耶稣基督嘅信心
，But we can never really take hold of it in this life.
喺我哋生命当中，我哋系唔能够真系可以捉住呢啲事情。
It isn't until we die and we are with Christ that we fully have His glory with us.
直至我哋死与基督同在嘅话，系真系可以见到耶稣基督嘅荣耀嘅时候。
As Paul says in 1 Corinthians 13,
好似喺保罗喺哥林多前書第十三章嗰度咁講。
For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I have been fully known.
哥林多前書第三章十二節咁講：我們如今彷彿對著鏡子觀看，模糊不清。到那時就要面對面了。我如今所知道的有限， 到那時就全知道。
So now we see in a mirror dimly.
我們現在在鏡子看到。
In this world.
在世界上，在我們活在世界上的時候。
But it is when we are in heaven.
當我們天堂的時候。
That we will see him fully.
我們會見到耶穌是完全的。
We will be fully enveloped by the glory of Christ.
我們在可以即是耶穌基督的榮耀是完完全全包裹了我們。
That, and if we want to have to be with our treasure as much as possible,
如果我們想跟我們的至寶即是耶穌基督越來越多的話呢，
and if Jesus is that treasure,
然後耶穌基督就是那個至寶，
the only way we would get that,
唯一的途徑，
the only way we would fully see the glory of Christ,
唯一的可以完完全全看到耶稣基督的荣耀的话呢，
is, as Paul says,
就好像保罗这样说，
to die,
是去死，
because then we will be with Christ,
因为死了之后我们会 与基督同在，
and that is far better,
然后 是好得无比的。
So, as Christians,
好像我们是基督徒这样说，
we should all want to die.
我哋個個都想死啊。
It is not that I want to die.
唔係話我真係想肉身去死喎。
I want to be with Christ.
係我哋想與基督同在。
But that's not the end of it.
呢個唔係一個最終嘅結局。
Because Paul has another desire.
又保羅有第二個渴望。
And he brings this up. He says he has a desire to live.
有第二個渴望就係活著。
Right? He would.Give up his personal desire to die.
他会放弃自己他去想去死的渴望。
In order so that, why would he do that?
为什么他会这样想呢?
Because he says to die, to live is Christ.
他这样说活着就是基督。
The word is,
那个英文说那个意思，即是那个意思呢？
Is a state of being.
是一种存在的状态，或者是有，即是有现实，现今有的东西。
Or existence.
或者现今有的东西。
Right. Paul is equating living with Christ.
保罗将活着同与基督同等。
So you could say living or life equals Christ.
就是活着就好像同基督一起同等。
So living is inseparable from Christ.
活着是跟基督是不可以分开的。
And for Paul to say this, is he's essentially saying there is no real life apart from Christ.
保罗这么说，就是活着是不是有一个真实的活着，如果他不是跟基督同一起的话。
See, our problem as sinful humans,
因为我们做人的话，我们的问题是出于
is that we are selfish.
我们是自私的。
And we tend to care about ourselves.
我们会关顾自己，顾住自己。
Maybe we'll care about our families too.
我们都或者会顾下我们家庭。
But Paul's focus is not on his life.
不过保罗他的重点，他专注的不是自己。
It is not on his situation or his hardships.
不是他自己的环境和他受的苦。
His primary focus is Christ.
他主要的焦点是在于基督。
So he, there is a desire to live for Christ.
他有一个渴望是活着为着基督。
So, but it is the same motivation for dying. The motivation for dying.
那个去渴望去死的动机呢，
It's the same motivation for living.
然后那个动机是同一样，是去渴望去活着。
It is the glory of Christ.
那个动机就是彰显基督的荣耀。
Right. In dying, he would take hold of Christ's glory.
如果死了呢，他去得到耶稣基督的荣耀。
In living, he says in verse 26,You may, he would have ample cause to glory in Christ Jesus.
如果是活着的时候，就好像第26节那里说，叫你们在基督耶稣里的欢乐因我再到你们那里去要越发增加。
So in living, he would be, in the words of John Piper, he would be to magnify the glory of Christ in this world.
好像 John Piper 咁讲，保罗活着咧就系彰显放大耶稣嘅荣耀。
Our problem is we want to live for ourselves, though.
好多时候我哋都系为咗自己而活嘅
，right? And we're living for our own gain.
我哋系为咗我自己嘅益处系活着。
You see that Paul here is seeking to live for, to magnify the glory of Christ.
然后在这里我看到耶稣基督为了彰显、彰大耶稣基督的荣耀而活。
That's the motivation for living for Christ.
这个就是他的动机，为什么为了耶稣基督而活。
But to live is Christ is more than just living for Christ.
活着就是基督，不是单单为了耶稣基督而活。
Right, because living is more than just our motivation.
因为活着不只是我们的动机。
Because it's also to live in Christ.
我们在耶稣基督里面活着。
Or by Christ or through Christ.
然后靠着耶稣或者藉着耶稣基督而活。
Galatians 2:20.
加拉太书二章二十节。
I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
加拉太书二章二十节咁讲，我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。而且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活。他是爱我，为我舍己。
It was Christ who lives in me.
耶稣基督在我里面活着。
And I live in Christ.
由我是活在耶稣基督里面。
In John's illustration of the vine and the branches.
又在约翰福音里面，一个比喻就是葡萄同埋葡萄树同埋枝子的比喻。
He talks about this as well, about abide in me and I in you.
又在約翰第十五章那裡講，都是講到你們要常在我裡面，我也常在你們裡面。
Right, so there is a in Christ and Christ in me.
然後在基督裡面，基督在我裡面。
And Ephesians 5:18.
然後以弗所書五章十八節咁講。
And that we need to be filled with the Spirit.
我哋乃要被聖靈充滿。
And the Holy Spirit.
圣灵
which is the Spirit of Jesus Christ,
是耶稣基督的灵
fills us,
充满我们
and leads us and empowers us,
带领我们，给我们有力量
So we are to live for Christ as our motivation.
我们是那个动机是为耶稣基督而活
But we are to live in and through Christ.
不过我们要靠着、藉着在耶稣基督里面而活
As we are fully connected with Christ,
我们完全与耶稣基督是相连的
to enable to carry through with our motivations,
去执行我们的动机
Right. It's more than just a I want to do this and I want to do that,
也多过说我想这样，我想这样
But it is the in Christ that enables Christ to actually allow us, enables us to actually.Do the things we want to do.
是在耶稣基督里面，是赐给我们力量，是做耶稣基督想我们要做的工作。
But what do we want to do?
那我们想做什么?
Is it a desire to follow Christ?
是一个希望是跟随耶稣基督，渴望跟随耶稣基督。
There should be a desire to carry out the Father's will.
还有另外一个渴望是遵行、执行天父的旨意。
Right, as Jesus says,
好似耶稣咁讲
，Right? Not my will, but yours be done.
唔系即系喺路加福音嗰度，不要成就我的意思，只要成就你的意思。
Right? There's an emptying of ourselves.
要倒空我哋自己。
And there's being filled with Christ.
然后被基督充满。
And that So the primary focus is on Christ in living.
主要活著的重點是耶穌基督。
But Paul says in verse 24, to remain in the flesh is more necessary on your account.
然後在第24節耶保羅都有講過，然而在肉身活著為你們更是要緊的。
So there's a secondary focus is on the church.
有第二個是重點是關於教會的。
And when I say church, I mean, yes, it's the local church.
就是我們本地教會。
It's, and the universal church.
還有一個宇宙性的教會。
All those who are already in the church.
所有已經是加入了，即是加入了教會的。
They have already put their faith upon Christ.
他們已經將他信心放在耶穌基督身上。
All those saints that have come before us.
所有那些以前的聖聖人都是在我們前面。
But also those that have not been gathered in yet.
還有一些他們未進入教會的人。
This is the fruitful labor that Paul must continue doing.
這些就是保羅要成就的果子的功夫，功夫的果子。
That as he remains in the flesh.
所以為什麼保羅要在肉身活著？
Right.And how is that secondary focus of the church to play out in Paul's life now?
第二個重點對於教會重點喺保羅嘅身上點樣出現呢？
And he says it in verse 25.
喺第25節咁講
that all that he is to do now is for your progress and joy in the faith.
喺第25節咁就係、是。使你們在所信的道上又長進又喜樂。
So we see there's a progress in the faith.
有一個進程，就是在信心上的成長的進程。
Which is helping the church.
是幫助教會。
To grow deeper in their knowledge of Christ.
去更加深入的認識知道耶穌基督。
As we're singing the first praise song this morning.
好似第一我哋唱嘅第一首嘅诗歌咁讲。
Right, we were saying, I want to know you more.
我愿意认识你更多。
Right, much more than I do.
全心全意嘅。
But it's also, I want to help everyone else, my brothers and sisters in Christ, to know Jesus more.
咁我保罗都系想希望帮助教会弟兄当中弟兄当中姊妹当中更加认识。
To see more and more of the glory of Christ.
更加睇见基督嘅荣耀。
Right, that we are to magnify the glory of Christ to others.
系彰显耶稣基督嘅荣耀。
Right, but we also to help others to see a joy in the faith.
然后可以帮助弟兄姊妹喺信心中得到更加喜乐。
That Paul wanted.The church to be as joyful as he was in his faith.
然后保罗系想教会系得到嘅喜乐，好似佢一样咁多嘅喜乐。
And that when as we grow in our knowledge of Christ,
当我哋喺耶稣基督嘅以知识上增加嘅时候咧
，as we behold his glory more and more in this world.Through faith.
我哋系喺世上透过对耶稣基督嘅信心，系更加一层一层更加睇到耶稣基督嘅荣耀。
We have this increasing joy in the Lord.
我哋嘅喜乐就越嚟越增加啦。
And then he finishes this passage up in verse 26, so that in me.You may have ample cause to glory in Christ Jesus.
去完成我哋今日讲章咧，喺第二十节嗰度咁讲啦。叫你们在基督里的喜乐，因我再到你们那里去，就越发增加。
Right. So that the church would see.
教会睇到。
That in Paul's life.
喺保罗嘅生命当中。
That they would see the glory of Christ.
他会看到耶稣基督的荣耀。
So, are we actively being used by God today?
我哋係咪被神用每日係咁用呢？
To help others behold the glory of Christ more and more.
幫助其他人去睇到耶穌基督嘅榮耀更多呢？
Do others see the glory of Christ more and more because of us?
人哋係咪因為見到耶穌基督嘅榮耀更多，因為我哋呢？
Are we actively helping others to grow in their faith in Christ?
我哋有冇好活躍去幫助其他人咁去成長喺耶穌基督嘅成長呢？
Right. This is not. This message is not a how-to steps on building up the church.
呢一篇文講到咧，唔係係去點樣去建立教會。
Because I don't think we have enough time for that.
我哋冇喺呢度冇時間。
But it is, I mean, the primary focus has always been Christ.
個主要嘅著點、重點咧係耶穌基督。
We need to be overwhelmed by Christ's sacrificial love to us.
我哋應該被耶穌基督嘅犧牲嘅愛所感動。
That God would die for us.
神為我哋而死。
And then.That love would fill our hearts.
嗰種愛係充滿我嘅心。
And we would be so overwhelmed by it.
我哋係被所嗰個愛嘅所感動。
It would overflow to all those around us.
然後充滿之後咧，仲係可以流露去外邊，然後俾其他人知道。
But it starts by, do we desire to behold the glory of Christ?More than anything else in our lives.
然後咧，係開始咧，係我哋有個期望，有渴望，係去睇到耶穌基督嘅榮耀越嚟越多。
So I want to end this with an encouragement to three different groups.
會我哋結束呢個講道之前嘅，有去鼓勵三種類嘅人。
The first group is to those that have not put their faith upon Christ yet.
第一種係冇信耶穌、未信耶穌嘅人。
Psalm 34 tells us to taste and see that the Lord is good.
由詩篇第34篇第八節，佢話：你們要嘗嘗主恩的滋味，便知道他是美善。
That if you were to try it out, to put your faith upon Christ,
你可以試將你信心擺喺。基督裏邊，
and this takes courage.
又係要需要時間。
To step beyond all we know, and everything we know is just myself.
要超越自己，因為我哋所知道嘅話，其實我哋就係知道自己嘅嘢。
But now I'm going to put that faith upon Christ.
讓我哋將我嘅信心擺喺耶穌基督身上。
And see if that does not transform you.
睇下我當我哋將我信心擺喺耶穌基督身上，會唔會改變我哋？
And see if that doesn't change what your treasures are.
會唔會改變我哋嘅至寶係乜嘢咧？
But you need to take courage and take that step.
你要提起勇氣同埋要行第一步。
The second group,
第二類人
is we will call Christians new in their faith.
係啱啱新信嘅人基督徒。
You need to seek to make progress and joy in the faith.
咁喺信嘅道上要。有成長。
We need to be like sponges.
我哋好似一個海綿咁樣。
That we need to soak in God's word.
我哋要吸神嘅話語。
Because God's word is the revelation of who Jesus is.
因為神嘅話語係表現耶穌基督係邊一位。
And then we need to continue to seek to grow in our knowledge of Christ.
我哋繼續去尋求去認識耶穌基督嘅知識。
And the last group I would encourage is the those that are Christians older in their faith.
然後最後一類咧，就係喺基督信仰上已經有一段時間嘅人啦。
That we need to not seek the desires of the flesh.
我哋唔係為咗我哋身體肉體上嘅慾望嚟生活。
We are not to seek our own gains.
唔係為咗我哋嘅益處，自己嘅益處。
And whether it's comfort or our careers or whatever we have.
唔係就係我哋嘅安樂、我個事業或者其他任何嘢。
Right. But we need to live for, in, and through Christ.
我哋係要為基督，在基督裏邊而活。
The goal in our lives is not to build our own kingdom.
我哋生命嘅目的，人生目的唔係為咗建立我自己嘅王國。
It is to build the kingdom of God.
是建立神的国度，基督的国度。
Right? And the question is how?
然后怎么呢？
We are to help our brothers and sisters in their progress and joy in the faith.
我们要帮助弟兄姊妹，好像圣经所讲，使你们在所信的道上又长进又喜乐。
Are we being used to build up others?
我们是否被神所用去建立神的国度呢？
But first we need to remember our first love.
然后我们第一是我们第一的所爱，我们最初的爱。
And that first love was Jesus Christ loving me.
然后第一的是耶稣基督先爱我们。
So with full courage, now as always, Christ will be honored in my body, whether by life or by death.
由第二十节下半段，无论是生是死，总叫基督在我身上照常显大。
Let us pray.
我们祷告。
Heavenly Father, we give you thanks.
天父，我们感谢你。
Because you did not leave us in our sin.
你没有将我们就抛弃在罪当中。
And you did not leave us in our darkness.
没有将我们抛弃在黑暗当中。
But you sent your son to come.
你差遣你的儿子来到我们当中。
That we may see his glory.
我们可以看见他的荣耀。
And we thank you for the faith that you give us.
多谢的信心是你给我们的信心。
That we may now get a glimpse of the glory of Christ.
我们可以看到耶稣基督的荣耀一点点。
So that all we desire is his glory.
我们的希望就是看到神的耶稣基督的荣耀。
We would want to seek to be with Christ.
我们是想寻求与基督同在。
And that would mean there is no longer a fear of death.
咁即系讲我哋再唔惧怕死亡啦。
But that we would hold on.
我哋会捉紧。
That to living now.
我哋而家捉紧我哋嘅活着。
For to live is Christ.
活着就是基督。
That we would desire to seek your kingdom.
我哋渴望系寻求你嘅国度。
That we would be used by you to build up our brothers and sisters.
我们是被神所用去建立弟兄姊妹。
That you would help us to grow as the body of Christ.
帮助我们在群体，在个基督群体当中成长。
And we pray that you would use us for your kingdom.
我们祈祷神是用我们是为了你的国度。
And I pray for those that have not put their faith upon Christ yet.
我们为了他们现在还未相信的人。
I pray that you would work in their hearts.
神你在他们心里面动工。
That you would help them to take courage.
帮助他们是提起勇气。
That they would take the leap of faith.
他们会踏出第一步。
That they would taste and see that the Lord is good.
他们尝和看见神，看见主。
We pray all this in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ our Lord.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣圣名祈求。
Amen.
Amen.